Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode 164, Classification Cowboy.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by AskIvanMeisner.com, a website where you can ask Ivan any question you have about networking. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chairman of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you today?
Well, this week, I am at the South African BNI Conference. As you know, last week, I did a little safari, which was amazing. Done it before. This is my second visit to South Africa. It's such a beautiful country. And this week, I am at the BNI Conference. For the organization in South Africa. Amazing group of people. And again, whenever I visit your regions, please come up and introduce yourself to me and let me know that you're listening to this to these podcasts. I'd love to meet you.
God, that sounds wonderful. So what do you have to share with us?
I have a fun topic this week. It's classification cowboy. Now, there is a PowerPoint presentation or JPEGs that will be up with this presentation. So I'd recommend that if you're at the website, open it up. If not, download the PowerPoint. And if you're listening to this from a mobile device, print out the PowerPoint presentation so you can see the slides that I'm talking about. And the first one is a great slide drawn of a classification cowboy. And I got to tell you that this was all done by a gentleman by the name of Dan Fletcher. Dan Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, Dan Fletcher. Dan is a BNI member, of course, in the United Kingdom, and his website is cartoonbox.co.uk, cartoonbox.co.uk. Dan put this all together on his own, and so I really wanted to thank him publicly because he had seen problems with this whole concept of the classification cowboy, and he wanted to draw something that would identify it and describe it. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, a classification cowboy is somebody that tries to take more than one profession. In the past, we've used the term classification hog. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. It, as you might suspect, Priscilla, makes people mad when they're called a classification hog. So it's not a term that we'd recommend you use, but we like this concept of classification cowboy, and the artist on this, Dan, has done a great job of drawing his description of what it is. And in his second slide, he talks about, while most people accept one person per profession, and that's the spirit and the rule of BNI, the classification cowboy doesn't. That the classification cowboy insists on two professions, sometimes more. And there's this great picture of him, Priscilla, with a little bubble over his head saying, "I'm a sharpshooter," and then another bubble that says, "I'm a rodeo rider," and trying to take, you know, more than one classification. That they block potential members from joining chapters. They deny the chapter of their connections. And that's what's really important, is that, you know, if you try to take two, three, four classifications in a chapter, you're really blocking the number of connections that can be brought by individuals. On the eighth slide, he's got this great diagram of blocking all the referrals that could be brought to chapter over the years if they allowed other people in those classifications. And that the classification cowboy claims that it's his or her right, it's their job to take as many classifications as possible. But the truth is that it's as Dan says, it's just darn ruffling. It's taking from the BNI chapter, which is his slide number 10. And he says, watch out. If you see him, don't let him get too big for his boots and don't bring him into a BNI group. This is a great PowerPoint presentation. I would urge members to print this out, take it to their chapter. I would urge members. This is a great educational coordinator's presentation. It's only about a dozen slides long. You can do this very quickly in just a few minutes and show it to people. And, of course, give Dan credit. His contact information is there on the last slide. But it really addresses an issue that I think when chapters get it, and particularly membership committees, because it's the membership committees that control the classification issue, and membership committees should have this thing in front of them when they're looking at the classification that somebody is applying for. Because if somebody's taking multiple classifications, it restricts the number of people that are going to be in the group. And if it restricts the number of people that are going to be in the group, I guarantee you it'll restrict the amount of referrals that are passed. But even more importantly, I have found that when people try to find ways to work together rather than to compete with each other, that a lot of business can be done. I have seen multiple chapters. I was shocked once when I went to a chapter that had five attorneys.
We have four.
You have four attorneys in your chapter. I think you and I have talked about this once. That's shocking to me when I first heard it. But as I start to talk to these attorneys, they tell me they pass more business to each other than any one other person in the group. Yeah. Has that been the experience in your chapter?
Yeah, well, they have very distinct categories.
Yeah, and they're working with each other.
Right.
It's amazing how that happens. And so if you can get people in there who say, hey, look, this is really my area of expertise. Now, mind you, I'm not suggesting that you break your profession up on those core elements. I wouldn't even necessarily say, you know, that you have to have more than one attorney. But the truth is, if an attorney does wills and trusts and their expertise is not family law, and they're really different.
Right.
Family law is a lot different than wills and trusts. And if your focus is wills and trust, bring in a family law attorney. That family law attorney will send wills and trust to you, and you can send the family law to them. And you end up really becoming working together very closely. But the ones that are really frustrating to me are the ones that are really clearly different professions. It's many kudos to your chapter for having four attorneys. That's wonderful, and that's an outstanding example of what I'm talking about. But there are professions where the professions really clearly are two different professions. They're not the same thing. And people are trying to take both categories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's critical that be stopped and that membership committees be active in being responsible for ensuring that people don't take multiple classifications.
Yeah, it's a difficult topic because people get a little bit defensive around that issue.
They do. They do. And if your chapter can coach them and guide them, that helps. And when push comes to shove, see, you got to do this before you accept them.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've accepted them, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Especially if you've accepted them under multiple classifications. Then you have to deal with it again when it comes up for renewal, and that becomes an angry situation that you want to try to avoid if you can. So as much as possible, active membership committees who can address this issue before the person is made a member, much more likely to be successful. And there's nothing wrong with the membership committee saying, no, really, this is the classification that, you know, we'll accept this one or this one. Which one is what you focus most on? And it's better for a chapter to say no, thank you, than to take somebody who has multiple, somebody who's a classification cowboy. In the long run, that's the better decision to make.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Makes for a much stronger chapter.
Absolutely. So everybody listening to this, print out the PowerPoint or the slides that we'll have with this podcast. Feel free to share this in your chapters. And if you have a second, Dan Fletcher's email is on the last page. Drop Dan an email. Thank him for his efforts because he contributed this all on his own. To me, this is a classic example of giver's gain. He spent a lot of time doing this because he thought it was an important issue. And I want to personally thank Dan. And if you take a look at this, drop Dan an email and thank him as well.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you, Dr. Meisner. I think that's it for this week. I would just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by AskIvanMeisner.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.